This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Bruchim Habayim. Welcome, everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Maseches Ksubos. Daf Mem Zayin Amid Aleph. Says the Gemara, Zakoi B'Mitziyasa. A father, the Mishnah says, is Zoyche, in the Mitziyos of his daughter. Why Misham Eva? Because of animosity, says Rashi. Because since the father is not biblically obligated to support his daughter, if we're going to say that she gets to keep her own mitzios, there'll be animosity and he will not support her. B'masa yadeha, how do we know the father gets the daughter's handiwork, her earnings, minalan, what's the source? Dam Rav Huna, Amarav, Rav Huna Sanem Arav, minayin shemase abasa av, how do I know that the earnings of a daughter go to the father? Shenemar, like it says, v'chi yimkar ish esbitay la'ama, if a man will sell his daughter as a maidservant. Ma ama masyadea la rabba. Just like a daughter, her handiwork goes to her master. Af bas, so to a daughter, masyadea la avia, her handiwork, her earnings go to her father. Because it says, if a man will sell his daughter as a maidservant. So it's comparing a daughter, selling a daughter to a maidservant. Just like a maidservant, the masiyadayim, the earnings go to the master. So to one's daughter, her earnings go to her father. It says Gemara, ve'ima hani mili katana. Maybe that's only a katana, de'matzi mazbin la. Maybe a father only gets the earnings of his daughter who's a katana because his daughter who's a katana, he could sell. Aval nara, but his daughter is a nara who he can't sell as an ama, de'loi matzi mazbin la, masiyadayim didal hava. Maybe her masiyadayim belong to her. How do I know that this is true? By a nara, says Gemar, mistavro daviyav. It's mistaber that the earnings go to the father. Why? The sakadaita masyadel lavdavi. If you're going to say the earnings don't go to the father, but rather they go to her. Elahad zochi larachman al avlamim sur lechuppa. We know a father has the right to give over his daughter for chuppa. A father could say, okay, go to the chuppa. Now, if on the day of the chuppa, the woman has a job, and now the father's forcing her to go to the chuppa, he's making her lose earnings. But those earnings are not his right, they're her right. How does he have a right to send her to the chuppa? Must be that even as a nara, since he could send her to the chuppa, he gets her earnings. Otherwise, hakamavatal lo mimas yadai, he's being mavatal her from her earnings. So the Gemara says, wait a second, parach rav achoy, eima diyahav laschar, pakasa. Maybe really the father does not have rights to her earnings. So how can he give her over l'chuppa? He'll have to pay her for whatever earnings she lost out on. Inami or demaser labalelia. He gives her over l'chuppa at night when she wouldn't have a job. Inami demaser labashabbas l'siyam v'tovim. Or he gives her on Shabbos or Yom Tov when she didn't have a job. So Tosfos asks, what do you mean you can't marry a woman on Yom Tov? Even on Chol HaMoed, because ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. That's Tosfos' kasha. So Tosfos says, it's talking about the hour before Yom Tov, that there's Tosfos, malacha midaraisa, but at that time, she's not losing work because she's not allowed to work then, but she is allowed to get married. Says the Gemara, and therefore, this is not a proof that the father has rights to her earnings. Says the Gemara, the proof is from the Pasuk, V'chiyim karishas bitei la'ama. But we don't need that drasha to teach me the father gets the earnings of a katana. Says the Gemara, ela katana like tzrichakra. Why? Hashta zvuni mezamela, if he's allowed to sell her, masiyademi bai, it goes without saying he gets her earnings. The father has such ownership that he could sell his daughter. Obviously he gets her earnings. Ela ki itzrichakra. What do I need the drasha for? Lenara. Now it says the father, when a woman is a rusa, the father is entitled to be made for her nedarim. B'hafaras nedarim minalan. How do I know? D'chsev b'norea b'savia. In her youth, in her father's house. So from here we learn, as a nara, the father has rights to her to be made for her nedarim. U'mekabla eskita. The father has rights to accept her get minalan. How do I know? D'chsev v'yatsa v'hoisa. It says she will go out and she'll be Niskadeshes, so there's a hekesh between Gittin and Kedushin. Iskish Yitzil Havaya, it compares going out to coming in. Just like going out, the father has, just like the father can marry her off, the father also has rights to accept the get. The father does not eat fruits in her lifetime, meaning if she inherits property, the father does not consume the fruits. Tanrabanan. The rabbis taught, a father does not eat the fruits in the lifetime of his daughter. Rabbi Yosef Bihuda says, a father does eat the fruits in the lifetime of his daughter. But what do they argue about? Meaning our Mishnah says, however, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda holds the father does eat peros b'chayei bitay. B'may kamiflagi, Tanakama savar, Tanakama holds bishlama baal, bishlama, the husband, takinula rabbanan, peri. The rabbis were masakein, the husband eats the fruits during the lifetime of his wife, if his wife inherits property. The husband could eat the fruits, why? Dimkein mimnav leipar, because we're afraid that the husband may refrain from redeeming his wife. If a wife gets captured, we're afraid the husband, if he's not entitled to eat the fruits of her inheritance, he may refrain from redeeming her. After all, he says, she has his property, it's producing fruits, use that to redeem her. However, but a father, what are you going to say? Demimna v'lay parak? That he'll refrain and he won't redeem her if he's not entitled to the fruits. Any normal father would redeem his daughter. Says Gemara, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds, Av nami mimnam v'lay parak, a father also may refrain and not redeem. Why, Savar? He says, look, she has this property, kisa nakita ilava, a wallet is being held on her account. She has in her treasury a wallet full of money, meaning this property. I didn't get any hana from it. It's sitting there accruing value. Tezel v'tifragnav, she'll let her go and redeem herself. Nises, if she got married, yeser alav habal shuhu oichal. If the husband has more rights than the father, and that the husband could be nene from the parents. Tanu rabbanan. The rabbis taught, kasav la perois. What if the father gave in the dowry that she will bring in for the husband metaltalin, like fruits or clothing or kalim, and he wrote it in the kesuba from Erison, perois, ksus, v'kalim, sheyavayu ima mi beis avia, that, and it was written into the kesuba that she's bringing with her mi beis avia from her father's house, lebeis baila. Mesa, if she dies, the husband is not entitled to these things. Meaning if she dies in Erison. Mishem Rab Nasan Amra, they send the name Rab Nasan, Zacha Baal Dvar Meila, the husband is Zaycha in these things. Lema, shall we say, but Plukta, the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbanan, Kamafuki, that they argue in the Machloikis, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and the Rabbanan. Why? The Tanan we learned in the Mishnah, Nisarmala, if a woman became an almana in Niskasha, or she got divorced, Bein Men HaNesuan, Bein Men HaErison, Goy VeEsakal. This is talking about a situation where the husband gave Toisefes Kesuva. If the husband gave Toisefes Kesuva, and then she died, or was divorced Men HaErison, or Bein Men HaNesuan, Bein Men HaErison, she collects everything. Rabbi Lezer Ben Azariah Oimer, Min ha'nesuin gavesko, she collects everything from nesuin. Or min ha'erusin, but from erusin, then we say besula gavem asayim. From erusin, the besula will collect 200, va'almana mana and almana will collect 100. Meaning, you only collect the regular ksuva, but not anything that was added. So we'll see how the machlokes of Tanakama and Rav Nasan is dependent on this machlokes. The reason why she only collects the 200 or the 100, shalei kasav le'elam naslakayin. So any additional amount was only written on condition that he does nesuin. But because he died or was divorced min ha'erusin, she's not entitled to the extra. So we'll see next time how the machlokes Tanakam and Rav Nasan is dependent on this machlokes where he added to the ksuba, and then she was either widowed or divorced after Erusin. Wishing everyone a wonderful night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.